Shalom Chavra, this is take two of our Chazara podcast. It's me here, David Rubin, and my dear Chaver,
Julian Kaufman. Shalom.
This is take two, so we're not going to go through the whole introduction that we previously had, but please send in names if you think of any.
For our podcast.
So yesterday's shiur, we started off by Chav Tes Amin Aleph, and we asked Akasha, right, a very important Akasha. It says at the bottom of the Gemara, D'Tanya, Ha'okel chametz, or it's a machlokes. We ask Akasha afterward. Titanya ha'okel chametz shel hektish b'moed ma'al v'yesh omrim lo ma'al. Right. So what happens if I eat chametz on Pesach that was hektish? Am I going to be chayav me'ila or am I not going to be chayav me'ila? Right. So Rebbe brought up quickly right away. What's the thing that we're going to come into mind? And people answered it's going to be about kim leib d'rabba minei. So now we know that it's everyone agrees in the third parak of Ksubis that kim leib d'rabba minei will certainly apply when it's a punishment from Beis Din. There's another machlokas, however, though, if it's going to apply to things coming from Shemayim. So Rabbi Nechunya Kana, like we're going to see, is going to hold that it will apply. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, haya o says, Yom HaKippurim ki Shabbos l'tashlumin. Ma Shabbos mechayev benafsho upatir min ha-tashlumin, av Yom HaKippurim mechayev benafsho upatir min ha-tashlumin. Right, so he equates Shabbos, which is chayev Nisa, to Yom HaKippurim, which is going to be chayev Kares. Pesach, eating chametz on Pesach is also going to be chayev kares. So we see that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana is going to hold you're going to be chayev kares. So that's possibly one of the ways of explaining this machlokas in the Braisa. However, when we move to Chav Tes Amud Beis, someone else brings up a different argument. Right, so the question is, this thing isn't necessarily worth money right now, but since it might become worth money, can we consider it as if it is money now? Mandam Ramal, the one who says that you're going to be chayiv is kesavar davar hagorim lemamon kimamon dami. Mandam Lomal, kesavar davar hagorim lemamon lav kimamon dami. Right, so as we know, Reb Shimon held that chametz shavar lava Pesach will be mutter to you at the end of the day. So therefore, we're going like that. The one who says mal is going to be like that opinion because it's davar hagorim lemamon kimamon dami. However, the final thing we saw was Rav Ashi a little bit later down who says, Ravashi Omar, the kulia alma ain podin v'davar agarim lemamun lav kimamun dami. Right, so that's not what we're dealing with. Ubahalcha v'plugta the Rabbi Yossi Agalili v'rabbana kamilfagi. Right, super important opinion of Rabbi Yossi Agalili, who says that chametz is actually not aser b'hana on Pesach. So that means this thing right now is a bardamim, and if it's worth money right now, so that means if I ate hektish on Pesach, I'm going to be chayiv me'ila. The question is that if this thing is worth money right now, that means I could also be poda from hektish. So we saw Rabbi brought up Akasha from Tosfos saying, how in the world am I going to be able to be poda this chametz on Pesach, right? Because if it's worth money, I could do it. The problem is that the second I'm poda, it's going to be nichlas in my rishus, then it's going to be over b'al yimatzeh chametz of Pesach. So we saw at the bottom of Chav Tes Amud Beis in a Tosfos, right? So the whopper of a chiddush. As we say, umikan mochiach ri shehamishah chametz bePesach v'daito levaro in over boososhia. Right, so super super important. Right, something crazy, a huge chiddush in Tosfos is that if I had the intention, right, so we're establishing no kim to here is that if I had the intention to burn my chametz, to destroy my chametz before Pesach, but however I didn't get to do it, I am not going to be over on Pesach for having chametz in my rishus. I won't be over Bali or Bali Matzeh. That's the Shita of Tosfos.
Hamashah chametz bePesach v'daiso levaro eino over beoso shehiyah. That even on Pesach. So, on Pesach itself, even though I have chametz, since my das is that I'm going to eventually do a beer on it, then once I actually get it done, it turns out the whole time, it's sort of like lima freya, I'm not even over the whole time. So, you want to speak about the Chazon Ish?
Sure. The quick thing is that the Chazon Ish holds that this is not lalacha, but I think he's one of the sole poskim when it comes to that.
And why did he say such a thing? Because someone asked in Shir, wait a second, this whopper of a chiddush that Tosfos is saying that we never would have thought about chametz, that even though on Pesach, I'm keeping chametz in my attic right now, and I'm not going to be over by Rabbi Matzeh just because I thought that I'm planning on destroying it, as Tosfos says from this Gemara here, How could you bring that down the halacha if this seems to be a shita that's only stemming from this Gemara, which is going like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? Right? Remember, the Gemara here said that what's going to be the Nekudas HaMachlokes about if someone eats chametz that's hektish on Pesach, is it going to be me'ila? If it's something that's valuable to the Beis HaMikdash, now when I eat it, I'm causing the Beis HaMikdash a loss, so it's going to be me'ila. So it's simple. If I hold like Rabbi Yossi that it's mutter and hana right now, that means that a bunch of Yidden are going to be lining up by the Beis HaMikdash to try to buy the chametz right now because they could burn it for a fire or do whatever they want with it. It's mutter and hana. So when I eat it, and it was valuable because they could have sold it, it is going to be me'ila because I just caused them a loss. Okay, but Tosos Akasha is, okay, so let's think about those people lining up right now. They're going to be podit, but they're taking it home to burn it. But the second they put it in their backpack, they should be over by Rai by Matze. Oh, so you see from here that no, since they're going home and they're planning on destroying it, even during the time where it's in their backpack and they're on the way home, it's Pashut that it's you see from here, the big chiddush, that since you plan on burning it, it's not going to be Bairai by Matze Dik. But since that was only within the Havana of Rabbi Yossi, who's a Das Yachid, and who we don't paskin like, so the Chazon Ish says, okay, so we're not going to bring that down in Halacha, this Tosfos here. But most poskim actually say that no, this Tosfos, even though we learn it from the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, he's saying that even the fact that the Gemara could have suggested such a possibility, it even applies in all the Shitas. Even if we don't go like Rabbi Yossi and we say that Chametz is going to be Asur and Hana, this Inyan, the fact that that's the only way the Gemara could work seemingly here, that means that really Tosos was saying it, and that is Tosos' Shita about this Waper V'chiddush on Chametz on Pesach. Since I plan to destroy it, even right now I'm not going to be over. So the Tosos Arbeinu Peretz comes to say that this is actually the pshat. He spells it out. We had a Tosos on Daf Dalet that said that Rashi misinterpreted Abaye, because we asked in the Gemara on Daf Dalet, how do we know that Chametz is going to be Aser Mishay Shosu Lamaila? And basically we said in the Shir last week, and now it says Minolan, maybe the Minolan is just asking, how do we know it's deriving a chi of beer? How do we know that we have to start destroying the Chametz from Sheishos to Lamaila? So Abai says, because I have two psukim. One says Shivaz Yamim, it's going to be Asur every single second in the Shivaz Yamim. And one of them says Akvi Marishon, which Rashi says, so it's a stira. It's a stira in psukim, because Bayo Marishon tells me I could start doing it on the first day. So there's going to be a couple seconds where I didn't do it yet, and it's impossible. You already told me for the whole 7 days I'm going to be over. Toso says, we saw over there, no, there's no stira, because you're allowed to start burning it in the Zman Isser. That's what Hashem commands us to do. There's no problem there. But our question was, how can we sleep at night? Because, okay, I could start burning it in the Zman Isser. That's how things work. But Lemaisa, I'm keeping chametz that whole night, and until then, I still have chametz during the Shivas Yamim. How is it possible? There must be some inyan that's going on here. So the Tosos Arbeinu Peretz basically links it, and he says, with what we just learned, what comes out on Chavtet, that Tosos is Medayik, that the mechanism that's working here, how that works, is since you plan on destroying it. Let's see what the Tosos Arbeinu Peretz says. K'tiv Achbi Amarishin Tashvisu HaKeitzad. How is it possible? It seems like a steer in Psukim. Perish HaKuntris Kashu Kraya Dadi. That the parish of Abai is it's a stirim sukim. Talk siv, shivas yam sor la yamatu vatechem demashma ko shiva, that every single second of the 7 days is going to be aser. Uksiv, achbi yam arishon, tajbisu, mashma dimachayv lahashviz yom rishon, michlal dimikzasa mutter. If it's telling me to start on the first day, then there are a couple seconds on the first day that are going to be mutter. The hatzar kleshos sha achas kishem avaro, because you're waiting a little bit. So that's how Rashi interpreted it. It's a stira. Oh, so it must be that yom rishon means Arab Pesach. Says Frakta Rabbeinu Tos Rabbeinu Peretz Vekasha the Im Kain Kavan Shemachazra Love Lavaro Harehu Kamavur. There's no stira here. Since you're Mechazer Alav Lavaro, since you are eventually going to burn it, since you're planning on destroying it, it's Kimavur, meaning you're not going to be over by Rabbi Matzah right now. In different words, but basically exact same thing that the Tosos Chavtet says. A big chiddush and a big kula. V'teida d'hachi hu, dim lo kein afilu in timtzi lomer demari be'arbasar hu kasha, demistama rachmana lo tziva aseh detashbisu kol zman shehu mutter. Ela l'achara iser tziva hashbasa. So he says the same klal as Tosfos on Daf Dalet. It must be that Hashem commands us to burn it only after the Zman Iser, so there'd be no stira. But he says, so you know this has to be the case, because if Hashem's commanding us to burn it after the Zman Iser, how could that be possible? Then there's already 10 seconds where I'm over the Iser, or an hour, or whatever it is. So it must be that this is the Pshat. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz comes and explains to us why we couldn't sleep at night on the Tosfos Daf Dalet. How is it possible that I could start doing it in the Zman Iser? It's because of this klal, because since I plan to destroy it, then I'm not over right now.
Right, so then we went further, and Rabbi explained that we see from here that there's clearly a fundamental difference in how Rashi and Tosos look at Palyure Balyam, let's say. Because Rashi is just going to hold plain and simple, if you're going to have chametz in your shus when it's during Pesach, right, you're going to be over Balyure Balyam, let's say, but it's not so for Tosos. Tosos has a way of potentially getting out of it if you had the intention beforehand. So that was a super big point for us to understand. Then Judah Samuels asked the kasha of the Evan HaOzer, who is the grandson of the Maharshal, saying, but what about, we have all those Gemaras that say, if I'm a student learning by my Rebbe, and it's Erev Pesach, and I realize that I have Pesach, or that I'm going to do Milah on my son, I should try and go back and burn my chametz. Seems like I don't need to burn my chametz, I can just hold my Tosfos, and then I wouldn't need to, it wouldn't be a problem, I don't need to go back, because I had the intention to do it, I planned on doing it, so therefore I'm not going to be over on Pesach. Right, so we also jumped to the Shagas Aryeh, and learned a little bit about some history about the Shagas Aryeh, and how the me, I think, was in Mochalanim, Maven Yavin. And the Shagas Aryeh brings down saying from our Gemara on Vav Amud Beis where it says Habodik Tzarech Shivatel, right? Why? Because what's the point of that? Shema Yimotze Gluski Yafa V'day Talveh. You're going to want it, right? So and it's going to be Pesach and you're going to be over on Balyure Balyimotze. So the Shagas Aryeh is saying, what do you mean? According to Tosos, how are you going to explain that? Because if I had the right, it's never going to be Nifnas L'Mayrish Shus if I had the intention to burn it beforehand. And of course, we're not talking about someone who's a sinner here and never had the intention of burning it in the first place, and that's why he's going to be over it. It can't possibly be the pshat that we're dealing with a person who never had the intention. Of Adar, we're dealing with someone who had the intention. So that was super important, and we see there are real kashas on this Tosfos, and the Shita and Tosfos coming from, right, specific Gemaras, coming from both Judah Samuel and the Neched Lamarshal, as well as the Shagas Aryeh. We also went to explaining afterward, taking it less away from being more direct into Pshatim and Pesachim. But let's take it and look at it as a general overall thing, right? Is this the way that Lava Nitak La'ase is going to work, right? Because Tosfos is explaining that Balyure Balyimotze, like we saw earlier, is a Lava Nitak La'ase and the Tashbisu. So the question is, Tosfos is saying, how I approach my Ase is going to affect my Lava Nitak La'ase, right? Because if I plan on doing this asay, it's going to change the ramifications of that lav, right? Over here, I'm not going to be over on the lav because I have the intention of doing the asay. The question is that going to extend to other places throughout Shas? And that is something we are going to have to figure out.